So this morning when I was reading my email, I saw that there were some friends of mine who were asking about AutoStart with WCF and how do you initialize these services. So on this episode of Endpoint TV, we're going to explore the Windows Server App Fabric AutoStart feature and how you can use it to do initialization on your service code. So I'm reading the App Fabric documentation on the AutoStart feature. And somebody I know is asking me about this because it says that, if you had a service that needs to connect to a database and read hundreds of rows of data to populate a .NET framework caching data structure when it's first created, the initialization processing takes a long time before the service is ready to begin the actual operation. If you use AutoStart, in this case, the service is initialized before it receives the first call. Well, yeah, but where do you write the code to populate the cache? That was the question, okay? So in this episode, I want to explore AutoStart because there's really, I found it kind of confusing, all right? So let's dive into it and figure out what's the right way to populate the cache, all right? So to do this, I've got a little test app. Here's my test app. I have a service. It's called get events. It returns a list of strings. And all we're going to do is just get back a list of things that happened in the life cycle of our app. And then we'll try out different possibilities for where do you put stuff. Okay, so first of all, in my app here, I also have a client that's going to call two services. One that is configured for AutoStart and one that is not. All right, and so what we're going to do now is go in here and publish these. So I've got a website set up for no AutoStart web test, so we're going to publish that. All right, and then I have one that is configured for AutoStart, so let's publish to that one. Okay, and just to make sure that everything is clear, let's restart the website. Good. All right, now let's give our code here a run. So the first thing my friend attempted was, let's put testcache.load here. This is where we're going to load the cache. We're going to put it in our static constructor. So the type constructors, you get called once when this thing is loaded up, and then we'll be good to go, right? You would think that would work. Let's try it. So here we are calling our service, and we see that the static constructor was called. We loaded the cache, then get events. But that all happened right in the same chain. So whether or not AutoStart was enabled made no difference here. I mean, AutoStart was a little faster, but not a lot. You know, both of them took more than 2 seconds. So my friend was a little confused. He's like, well, I thought that would do the trick. So what else could it possibly be? Well, there's another option, and I myself have said this and used this in the past because I thought this did it, but let's see. If we look at application start in global ASAX, right, we're going to just record the fact that it was called, and then we'll see if that makes a difference. So let's publish our app. There's the AutoStart one, and we'll go over here and say no AutoStart. Okay, and let's go and restart the website so everything is cleared out. Okay, and let's give it a run. So once again, it's not great. We see the application start got called before the static constructor did, and we just loaded the cache a little bit earlier, but it really didn't help our overall call time at all. Both of them were still taking more than 2 seconds. All right, so if that's not going to do it, what else could do it? So another option is a custom service host factory. So here I have a service host factory, and we'll just try to load the cache from here. Now, when we do a custom service host factory, we have to let WCF know that we want a custom factory. So if I go to my SVC file and say view markup, we're going to add in a factory here. All right, so now I'm saying, here's my factory. WCF, I want you to call my class to create the service host. That'll give me a chance to get involved there and pre-populate the cache, all right? So let's publish our app. Okay, and there's the no AutoStart one. And let's go back here, AutoStart. All right, Now, let's run it. So once again, we see that no auto start was pretty slow, but look at this. Wow. Our auto start call went down to 13 milliseconds. Well, so what happened there? As we see, at 44 seconds, we started calling the service. But before that even happened, right after I recycled the website, at 38 seconds here, the service host factory was called. Load was called so we could load the cache. Then later, when the first request came in, we got application start, the static instructor, and then get events was called. So you can see there, wow, what a difference auto start could make, provided we knew where to put the initialization code. That's pretty cool. Now, when I wrote about this, somebody pointed out that IIS team has created this thing called application warmup, and maybe that would be another option. So let's look at how that would work. Okay, so for application warmup, I created a warmup ASPX page, and in the ASPX page, we're just going to call testcache.load here. And so we're going to do the load from that point. So let's go back here to our SVC file and eliminate the factory. So we won't have our custom host factory anymore. And let's publish these. All right, so we'll do the auto start and then the no auto start, publish. All right, so the IIS warmup module, the application warmup module, is for IIS 7.5. You have to go on their website at IIS.net to get it. And the way it works is you come in here and you add a request to some page on your site. So I have warmup.aspx. And then I'm just going to make it a synchronous request. So it waits until the cache is populated before it allows requests in. Okay, so now let's recycle the app pool. Then we'll come back here and run it again. So there we see that the no auto start web, you know, did its thing like it was. But now we see that the auto start, the cache was loaded when the warmup page was invoked by the IIS warmup module. And it's sort of interesting the order this happened in, because it actually caused application start to get called first, and then test cache load got loaded from there. So maybe we didn't even need anything in the page load code of the warmup page. So that way, if you did the IIS warmup module, then you don't have to do the custom host factory. So that's another option. Whew. That is a lot of information, my friends, but you know, sometimes it's tricky to figure out how all these things work. Hope that helps you. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.